Please grab a mask, a Capitol Police officer shouted from the well of the House floor. Up until this point, I still wasn't sure what was happening outside the chamber and whether we were at serious risk. There were rioters in the building, that much I knew. How many of them or how great a threat they posed, it was impossible to tell. I looked around at my colleagues to see if they were as perplexed as I was, and besides, what were we supposed to do in an emergency? I suddenly wished I'd been paying more attention at freshman orientation 20 years earlier. Sensing our confusion, the officer continued, "Be prepared to don your mask in the event the room is breached." He told us that we did not need to put the masks on yet, but tear gas was being deployed, so we should get them ready. "Be prepared to get down under your chairs if necessary. So, we have folks entering the rotunda and coming down this way. Just be prepared. Stay calm." I pulled a rectangular canvas pouch from under my seat and unzipped it. Inside was a strongly sealed plastic container with no obvious opening. I flipped it from side to side and upside down, trying to open the damn thing. Finally figuring it out, I helped the members around me open theirs, and we removed the plastic hoods. These hoods didn't resemble the gas masks you see police wearing during a riot. Instead, they were a large polyethylene bag that you pulled over your head with a small motor attached to circulate and filter the air. As you remove the hood from its packaging, the motor began running, and suddenly there was a din of dozens of these hoods buzzing, which only added to the growing sense of alarm. "When you put on the hood," one of my colleagues and a former Marine, Ruben Gallego of Arizona, shouted, "breathe slowly." Ruben was standing behind me, and he could see the panic spreading from member to member. "Take slow, steady breaths. Your impulse will be to hyperventilate, but you need to breathe slowly." This was very helpful advice. I have a bit of claustrophobia, and the idea of pulling a bag over my head already had my pulse quickening. I resolved to wait until the last moment before I had to don the thing, since I wasn't smelling tear gas, not yet. "Breathe slowly when you put it on," Ruben intoned again, "or you will pass out. That is how people can die from wearing these." Okay, that wasn't so helpful. "This is because of you," yelled Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota from the gallery at Representative Paul Gosar, who had been at the microphone. "Shut up," came the Republican reply. "Call Trump, tell him to call off his Revolutionary Guards," screamed Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee. He was also in the gallery above me and to the right, his face red with anger. Other members tried to settle things down and not allow the recriminations to spread, but Phillips wasn't wrong. We were here for what should have been the ceremonial certification of the 2020 presidential election results, but instead we were now in danger. For months, GOP members of Congress had propagated the president's big lie about the elections, and you could draw a direct line between those lies and the threat we all now faced. Because of the pandemic, Phillips, Cohen, and other members had been required to wait in the gallery before their chance to speak, and they were the most exposed. Down on the House floor, we could barricade ourselves in, but upstairs, there are multiple doors to the gallery and little to prevent the rioters from entering. "Lock the gallery doors," someone shouted from down below, but it wasn't clear to police upstairs which doors in the gallery remained open. "Not those doors, those doors," came another excited shout. "Those doors over there." A police officer returned to the well again. He told us that they had secured an escape route, and he wanted us to exit the chambers and proceed immediately down the stairs. Now. There are two sets of double doors behind the speaker's chair and raised dais, and the doors to our right were pulled open. Members and staff quickly moved toward the exit, and I was suddenly aware of just how many people had been on the floor, in the cloakroom or elsewhere, as they crowded by the exit and created a real logjam. I waited by my seat, still feeling relatively calm and wanting to give other members and staff a chance to go first. Besides, so many of the Republican members were not wearing masks, I wasn't eager to be jammed in with them, shoulder to shoulder, on my way out the doors. Eventually, I wandered over to the GOP side of the chamber and waited there alone, several rows above the well, until a young staff member approached me, perplexed why I wasn't leaving.